Our next two guests are hilarious comedians. It's first-time player Maria Bamford and returning contestant Jackie Cation. Hello.
What?
Hello.
Blow out the
That's great.
Snowball.
Congratulations, Maria, on your Emmy nomination.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It is a hilarious, like this, it's a limited role in a daytime children's series. So perfect for my brand. So small that, but it perfect also because we are in pandemic, so there won't be any ceremony, so I don't have to go anywhere.
Oh,
a dream come true.
Jackpot.
I am an introvert and I do not want to go anywhere and talk to anyone about anything.
What's the name of the show? Storybots.
Storybots.
And it was great.
Play a doctor, right? And you're...
I'm a mad professor.
Mad professor, I'm sorry.
Explaining to the Storybots bots who are animated characters how the eye works. I believe it's accurate, the information I'm giving.
I hope so.
It looked good.
But I will say that a lot of stand-ups are trying to do Zoom shows. And I will say, from my observation, the two of you, Maria and Jackie, are kind of like, as far as like killing it with being nimble enough to transfer what you're doing to this medium, I feel like nobody is doing it better.
Aw, thank you very much.
Yeah,
that's nice.
But who will get credit? Who will get credit? And it's a weird different kind of type. It's a weird different kind of exhaustion shouting into the internet. Yeah. I'm mic'd. I don't need to shout.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I feel like I got to get to the back of the internet.
Yeah.
So that.
And how? But don't worry. There's still as many disappointed people after a show, just like live shows.
I was on a show where then everyone went to leave, but some people's audio were on, and they were like, "The guy was the best," and I was like, "Really? Still?" I still.
Oh my God,
I like to unmute everybody at the end of a Zoom show because it feels like I'm in the bathroom.
Yes, exactly.
At a club where you're just hearing like, "Well, I like that one woman. That guy, he was all right. It was a little mean. Did you think it was a little mean?" Flush.
Yeah, I feel like it's, you know, people do watch it unless you tell them not to, like a TV though. So sometimes, you know, you just have these people that are like this, you know, it's sort of relaxed, sitting back on their couch. It's a passive, you know.
But you can also call them out. That's the nice thing. You can say, "Hey, James, you know, Tinkleberry, I see that you're trying to get up and get yourself a drink. Don't do it because the punchlines are coming."
Turn the volume up as you go into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right, crowd work. There is the crowd work
there
aspect
of
Zoom.
There is the specific individualized crowd work.
I like to scroll the gallery view and look for dogs. That's fun for me. I'm like, "Show me your dogs. Show me your dogs."
All right, let's play a game. You guys
oh my God,
game?
I love games.
We have a music parody game. And in this one, you are going to be working together.
Oh, great.
It's called Plus Ones. It's a little tricky, so you can work together. Jonathan?
So what we did is we added a single letter to a musician's name, and then we rewrote one of their most famous songs to reflect the name change. For example, I sang a, there should be a example here in the script, and there is not. Mm. I'll read it as it is. For example, if I sang song by artist with the lyrics rewritten to be about subject, you would answer. Empty quotes.
Oh, yeah, like a Weird Al song.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm. We cut a couple from this, so producer Travis is pulling up one of these, which I will...
I'm so sorry. This is my bad. I'll send you an example.
Oh, no, that's okay. All right, so here's an example.
Okay.
If I sang Save Me by Amy Mann, except the lyrics were rewritten to be about manna...
Oh, to be about bread, right?
To be about bread, then you would say Amy Manna.
Amy Manna?
Yeah, because we added one letter... We had one letter to the name of the artist to make a little joke name.
Do you know that mana is also in Magic the Gathering?
Oh, I know, Jackie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You want to
tap
that
mana? Are you Magic the Gathering? I tap that mana.
You tap that.
You know that I went to a state school.
This is going to make perfect sense very soon, I promise.
Yeah, okay. It will be. Okay. It will
yeah,
be.
You're going to have to put this together because music is not my forte. Let's do it.
Here we go. Ziggy dressed up smart, tailcoat and collared dress shirt, with this thing on his neck, shaped a bit like an X.
David Bowtie.
What the heck? It's really quite a sight. If you can nod it right.
Yes.
Oh, that's yes. awesome.
Yes. David Bowtie is the answer.
Is it okay to shout it out? Or is that obnoxious?
I think no. I think for the edit, I think wait until the song is done.
Okay, I apologize.
Okay, here's another one. I am sitting in the morning at a hip cafe in Brooklyn, having breakfast with no dairy and an oatmeal cappuccino, and the tofu scrambles okay, but I can't help thinking fondly of a time when eggs and bacon were a thing I could enjoy.
Suzanne Vegan.
Oh my God.
Suzanne Vegan, that's right.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Tom's
Thank
Diner,
God you're
of course.
Here, Maria.
That's right.
I know. Maria's on it.
I can't believe I'm doing well.
You're doing so well. It's wonderful.
Where's my mother to see this?
All right. Here's another one. So I took a boat there. It didn't take long. It's a little bit east of Crete. Yeah. It's an island off the coast of Turkey.
Oh, God. I can't remember the name of that artist.
So she is a wrecking ball. She's quite a wrecking ball.
Oh, yes. Okay. Billy Ray Cypress, or not Billy Ray Cypress, but his daughter. So
Miley Cypress?
Miley Cypress.
Miley Cypress.
Yeah!
Miley Cypress is correct.
Oh my God. I'm being led by the nose, and thank you. Thank you that I've answered one question with the help of the entire team. I'd like to thank everyone.
No, that was a cooperative effort. That's what we like to see here.
Truly cooperative.
Okay.
All right. Here's another one. Well, she was a good looking girl. I mean, but really good looking. She couldn't help having that face. It was a really nice face. Didn't mention it was nice.
It's Tom Petty, but is he petty? He's being just petty?
No, he's not. He's not petty. Gonna add a letter.
That is good, though. That is good.
That's good. Actually.
That is the feminist angle on this question.
Just
You're
Tom
right.
Petty being petty.
Yeah.
Is he?
He's talking about a good-looking girl.
Tom Pretty.
Yeah,
pretty.
You said it.
Pretty.
Oh, Tom Pretty.
Yeah.
Good for you guys. All right.
Good for you guys.
Well, I guess that's one for you. Are you happy?
Well, it's nice that you guys are having a good time making a show. Must be nice.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry. I got nothing. Unless it's a Billy Joel song from 1978, I'm screwed.
That's my wheelhouse.
That's the sweet
Jackie.
Spot. That's the sweet spot.
Oh, my God. Have you listened to Billy Joel's one heavy metal album, Attila?
Yeah. Yes.
No, I haven't. I didn't even know
my
that album was available.
My husband has, and he will go toe-to-toe with you.
Okay. Here's another one of these things. Head of the Catholic Church and to wear a big hat all day around the Vatican paths. Issue encyclicals and celebrate mass.
Oh, yes. Ziggy Pope. No, Iggy Pope.
Iggy Pope. Yeah, you got it.
I just sort of wrote a coattail on the last two words there. Good for me. Yeah.
Maria, you're really killing it, I got to say.
You really are.
Well,
it's awesome.
This is partly due to my husband because he has taught me a little bit about specific musical. I've watched an entire documentary about Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop is 73, I think.
Oh, wow.
That guy looks good.
He looks like a tendon.
tendon and pants.
Yeah, I aspire. I aspire to that tendon.
Awesome.
All right, this is the last one.
Okay.
I'm gonna wave pom-poms.
I hope it helps you play. I'm gonna yell about offense and defense. Give me an A.
Cher, it's Cher.
It's a Cher song, yeah, that's right.
Is it
Cheer?
Cheer.
Cheer, yeah. That's exactly right.
Hey, Jackie, wow. I wouldn't have gotten that without you.
Wow. Yeah, you what guys. What did you say?
What
that's amazing.
If okay. we had trophies,
you'd get Maria would get one. Yes.
There's no trophy?
We'll probably have trophies in September or possibly January. We'll see how it goes.
I can so give you that. Closer. I can give you a little reaction of hand clapping.
Oh, yeah, hand clapping.
Oh, gosh, I love that.
Oh, that is nice.
After the break, we'll pitch Maria and Jackie some alternate titles for Shakespeare plays, and we'll talk to comedian Rami Youssef from the show Rami about how to convince your dad to buy you Pokemon cards. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.